the leave behind the self-chasing thought and then seek the enlightenment there. Goal, seek enlightenment. For sentient beings, so that then for achieve that, the practice is parameters, so forth and so forth, and that the high capable being. having that attitude, then to succeed in achieving enlightenment, then put that method, this parameters. The middle level being that leave behind the samsara, and then the attitude like that, then aversion to samsara, then seek aim liberation, then for success that, then practicing three trainings. Then the lower level being, leave behind this this life, means the attachment to cling to this life, and doing work with this attachment, doing work with this life, with this attachment. So leave behind, then aim to achieve happiness with this life. Then for that, success that, success that, then you see, living in morality, you know that. So that three capable beings gives a part three capable beings like that. so then the other one who only seeks happiness in life, you see. Goal to achieve one after that, then the goal that, and then you know, attachment to actual life, attachment to this life, so that then there's a real work for that, you see. So which actions are all non-virtual, because the motivation of the life is the attachment to this life, that pure non-virtual. So so therefore the result is only suffering. Even if there is even including like Pamukkas name were used, the relating four people who recited Hara prayers, you see, then the last one who recited prayer, Hara prayer, only for this life happiness. so that did not become virtue, and so that means that then the action becomes not virtue. Even though subject dharma, but the action becomes not virtue. And the result will only suffer, you see, like that. For example, another example, you know, the wrathful deities, they're enlightened beings. But then you chant those mantras with the anger to harm somebody, to harm other people. You see, I use another example. So then that's pure non-virtue, you see, because your motivation, the anger to harm somebody, you see, that's the being. So even though that there is an enlightened being, so of course, that's creating karma to be reborn in lower realms, even in hell. So like that. So because you are chanting a mantra of deity, because it's an enlightened being, not necessarily from that, you become virtue. So, like that.
Room Chen, for the higher being, you said they leave what behind, and then for the higher level beings,
high capable being, they live behind the self-cherishing thought. Then the aim is enlightenment, teaching a person the being. Then for such of that, the you know practices parameters of the Buddhist of this. So if we are born in the hell realm, then it's the most unbearable suffering one has to experience. That no matter for unimaginable length of time, no matter how much you don't like, you see, it comes over experience. And so you have to experience that. How long it takes time? How many years it takes time? You have to experience. So that time, all the obstacles gathered, as Geshe-la Sobhadamaji used to say. Now we have all the opportunities to break down. But that time, all the obstacles. What makes the suffering so heavy is when the body is so big, huge, and huge, you can have karma. So then the and also the like the impact, when we have infection, the something hair or anything touches the skin, is the very very thin skin in the infection, is wound, you see how the painful. So like that, the skin, so there the when born in hell, then the body, you see the like that, skin like that, so you know, extremely, so the unbelievable, that makes suffering so unbelievable, heavy. And then also the other ones, so the skin is not thick, something like that, you see. Anyway, so another one, unbelievable length of time. for example, the very first hell realm, called being alive again, Yangshu, being alive again. So if you're born there, then the length of life is one great tactic. Length of life, that first hell realm is one great tactic. So as I mentioned the other day also, 10 times one million is one tablum, and 10 tablum is a great tablum, and 10 great tablum is one tactic, and then 10 tactics is a great tactic. So in the Yangshu, this being alive again. So there, you have to suffer if you're born there in the dead man's length of time. Not all that. On top of that, then the two great tables, then after that, six tables. So that's the length of life. How much? How long life span? How much you suffer in the very first one? And that's supposed to be lighter. That's supposed to be lightest suffering. You know. Compared to the next hell realm, compared to others, they're supposed to be lightest suffering. You know, if you compare to the last number 8, see, then this is kind of like extremely light and extremely short light. But however, as I mentioned also in the past, all the human beings being the fire put together. You know, how hot it is, it's like cool air, like air conditioning, like cool air. You know, then one tiny fire spark from the hell is much more hotter, see, unbelievable hotter, compared to that. Whereas compared to the one tiny fire spark from the hell, then all the human beings fire energy put together, you see, is like cool air conditioning. So you can get the idea from that, how hot it is, the one fire tiny spark from the hell. so like this, how heavy is the heart suffering is. So in the first being alive again in that first category, you see. So like that, then the black line, the next one is much the length of life is double. The lifespan is much suffering. Lifespan is much, as I said, is double than the first one. Then the suffering is so like that, much, so much more heavier. Then the gathered and crushed. And so there was now it's much longer. They doubled in the second. Then suffering is much, much more heavier. And then the having killed the insects and so forth, you see, so they appeared, those iron mountains, you see, appeared in the form of those animals' head, and then due to karma, you crashed in between those huge mountains, and then crash again. So then, like waterfall, blood coming. Then, however, goes on and on. See, until the karma finishes. So, as I mentioned, you see, now this is much longer than lifespan, or something much hotter than the second one. So, I imagine so unexpressible. Then, the crying, the great crying. So now the crying is then even lifespan is much longer. See, then you say, the gathered and crushed. then the suffering is much heavier, so much heavier. I say, then. The iron house, when it's fire, you suddenly inside, you go hard to the karma. And then they experience unbelievable times of suffering, that's the heaviest. Then even that's finished, when that karma is finished, they're alone outside. Then again, you experience unbelievable time, you see. And the great crying, so unbelievable. Suffering much, life is much, much longer, and then suffering is far more greater. Then, then the hot, extremely hot. then they say, did you come on? then they say, expansive, you see, expansive, the, I'm not sure what is the expansive ones in the realm, anyway, the expansive. on the container, and then there's a multi, as a liquid of the multi, the iron of the multi, as a the hot liquid. And then one get cooked in that, and then you see, like it's a similar to cooking food, you see, in there. So then the karma guidance as they move with the tools, then they say when they move up, you know, well, like food, so when they move up, then all the flesh melted bones. Then when they move up, and all the flesh come back into the karma, then again go, then all the flesh melted. So and then the where the extremely hot, the liquid is molten, then the karma guardian, they put in your mouth, you see, and then ask what you want, and then they put this in the mouth, so burn the stomach, all that, and then so there many different things, and hot and hot, extremely hot stuff. And there are various things, whole body is fastened with the iron, you know, hot red, burning the iron, and then completely fastened, completely tightened, or they like how we produce noodles, you know, like that, or there are so many different things. They're extremely hot, you know. so many different things. the hot suffering, hot and extremely hot sufferings. Then so depending, you know, they need karma. So the resulting life of the tongues like field like stretch out, and they plug on that. like using like field, so putting, you know, stretch out and putting sticks around, like that invisible suffering with the karma. Then the last one, eighty, extremely hot. So inexhaustible there, suffering rhythm, number 8. Then, that is the the way to discriminate sentient beings is only not by shape. Shape is like firewood, you know, like that. One is totally red, one is fire. You know, that you can't differentiate from the shape, and so you differentiate from the sound. So it was burning. Then you hear the sound of crying, see, sort of that. And however, the length of life is one intermittent year, one intermittent year, sort of that. that's the heaviest suffering in the Lord's realm. In the whole entire samsara, that's the heaviest suffering. So one intermittent year, that's the unbelievable time. So then there's eight sufferings. Like you see in the ice mountains, like your body is caught in the, like nailed in the shoes, like nailed put on the floor, like that in the completely caught in the ice ground, ice mountain. Then, however, then there's all this heavy and heavier, like the other hot one, heavy and heavier each stage, you see, longer and longer suffering. Then, so, having blisters and the blood, having blisters, and then having bursting blister, and achu, then give you those expressions of suffering, and then having tightened teeth, you know, then cracking, like I said, crack. I don't know which one is first, but that like cracking, like the like cracking like lotus, you know, like lotus flower, and open, that's not for pleasure, but it's a cracking like that, it's a unbelievable quality. Then like upali flower cracking, then it much heavier, much heavier than before. So your whole body being like one, so I think crying, you know, so many hundreds of thousands of cracks. Then the great one, say, probably crack or probably flower, I'm not sure there. However, since before hot one, the next stage is a heavier, and the lifespan is much longer. So there's the measure of hell. However, basically this is a result of ten virtues, basically that. And then there's a six or four ordinary hell. six or four ordinary hell realms. And that whole ground is like sword. Whole ground is a sword laid out. So wherever you step, it cuts. did you karma? Did you karma? This, well, this is actualized. The Nirvana experience is suffering. Then the forest of leaves, it's like sword, leaves, sword, forest. Then you climb the cutting board, you see, goes to the next summit, unbelievable suffering. Then the this is called Shalmari Dongbo. So that your loved ones calling from the top of the, from the top of the trees, and you're trying to climb up. Then all the branches, leaves become like say a sword. You see, they all bend down, go through your body, and then the copper dogs they come, they chase you from behind, they eat, and then the eagles or birds, your coming appearance. You see, eagles of the how also then they take away your eyeballs, you know, in the front, you see, that then behind the dogs, and finally if you reach top, then again your loved one, they call you down below the tree, and so again try to come down, so then all the branch trees is again it goes up and then goes through the body. So that unbelievable sound. That one is easy to get the idea. When there's a volcano. When there's a volcano, lava. So it's like oceans of lava. So you are inside. You see, due to karma, you're born there. You know, inside that. And then there's then into your karma finishes, you see, you are drawn in that, you see, suffer so much. So there might be some connection. The lava is coming from the ground, from inside the ground it comes out. So I wonder if there's some connection. They're held, you know, and that this lava that come out, you see. So I think the chura, I mean, is like this is. similarity. The Ronyang Tam, they're like mud, like septic tank, inside like septic tank, you see. However, the mud, the inside, there's so many animals that has a beak, you see. Like the bird has very long beak, you see. So the animals inside, very long, and they go through the body. So while you're drowned in that, totally filthy, dirty, you see, so until you come finish, you know, that unbelievable length of time, you know, depends, you see. Then, after there's four or six in a number of held realms, then the ordinary held realm. Ordinary held realm is in the indefinite place in the human realm. In the human world, you see different places. That can be in the form of animals. Could be also human form. Can be also form of animals. You see, nothing definite. So So that, so if one is born, if one is born, Pratha, then one has experienced the heavy suffering of hunger thirst. So couldn't find even one spoon of food for, for hundreds and thousands of years. Even 10,000 years cannot find. And the drop of water, one can't get even drop of water, you know. Even the mark of water on the ground cannot find for hundreds of thousands of years. So heavy, unbelievable, heavy suffering of hunger thirst. So that, so the rest of the outline is mentioned in the, I'm not going to tell, I mentioned in Lambrim like that. So also you've gone through, so then animals is unbelievable. So I'm not going to go through stories in there. So no time. So they have a heavy suffering, the ignorance. Because due to ignorance, they suffer so much. Then they've been eating banana. On top of that, also people, human beings eating. Not only they eating. Eaten by each other, you see. Then, the demons have they are hot and cold, and these hunger tests, all those things, then torture by people, all these things. if our body if our body suddenly starts to become an animal in this life, the head slowly starts to become a cat head, dog head, this is a start, or snake head, you see, slowly turn into that, how that be unbelievable worry, you see. If you would spend $100,000, you know, if you have money to operation, and to, I mean, not before, but nowadays, you say, I'm not sure. You change the skin, so whatever, you see, isn't it? Became turned out dog head or cat or snake or something. Turned out, I don't know whether you can make it or not. human head, you know, I'm sure. So there'll be unbelievable fear. You see, you will never fall asleep in the not only during my initiation, that. So, so terrified, unbelievable, can't bear, you see. Even just your face get turned out, you know, animal, see the, anyway, can't imagine, you see, you want to die, you know, you want to be killed, don't survive, you know, you see, you know, commit suicide. So anyway, the same, just after this life, you're born like that, you see, the same. So, you know, if it is in this life, something you can see, unbearable, but next life, you're going to become like that, you know. So that, due to lack of understanding karma, faith, then we see, then we really, from the heart, we really don't think that we're going to be there, to hell, but the animal realms, you see. Lack of understanding karma, or we see, no faith, or you see, you know, there's a mind is to see, yeah. There's no definite understanding of karma. the fate, you know, the definite understanding, karma, the fate. So, you really don't feel from the heart you will be, that danger, you will be born in those some realms. At least a doctor tells, doctor or somebody, but from the teachings of, from the guru's teachings of, from the Dharma text, Buddha said, maybe a doctor tells or some psychic clairvoyant tells, maybe there's more faith. However, they won't get frightened. we created karma to be, in those realms we can be anytime. Even the drawings, you know, so scary and don't think about, those sufferings relate to oneself. So anyway, but in reality, we have created so much karma. From this morning when we get up, with what motivation we get up, with what motivation we dressed, with what motivation we washed. So we check with what motivation we ate food, you see. So we checked with every, maybe a little bit better because there's a lot of practice being laid and with the motivation being, so maybe maybe there's some, you know, virtues done today being in such a situation. So however, normally in the house, then, so if we check everything, with what motivation we went to job, so we check from morning until night, and then we're going to sleep. So if we check the motivation, you see, even we think we are practicing Dharma, but we find mostly the attachment clinging to this life. You know, this life happens, you see. So we got up, when we dress with that motivation, when we wash with that motivation, we went job with that motivation. So even if we try to pray, but we see, not for everybody, but it's, can also, such a, if it's not examined well, it can be just for this life, you know, health and long life, and doing prayer for that, success in family, business, you know, things like that, you see. So, that my, whatever, if it's to benefit for others, success, well, to have a wealth, to have a long life, to be healthy, for benefit of others, that's different, that becomes dharma. But this is for oneself, this life happiness, then, so that motivation only done virtue. So anyway, until night time, going to bed, eating food, drink, and all the eating, drinking, and going to sleep. So even the last thing, all the motivation just said, concern, there's an attachment clinging to this life happiness. So all the motivation become non-virtue. You see here? So it means all the actions become negative karma, not a virtue, you see. So result as a birth of the lower realm, as a Dhamma Thamba asked Lama Disha, seeking happiness in life, what the result would be, the Lama Disha said, the birth in the hell, hunger of the animal realms. So that, so the action done, unstained by attachment, the king to his life, then the result would rebirth in the devil human realm. So that, Lama Disha, so you examine this in the daily life. maybe here, because of the condition here, in a lot of practice, motivations are laid like that. But at the home, maybe, yeah. So even we try to practice Dharma, but if we examine, hardly, you can hardly find hardly become Dharma. can be like that. So if you don't examine, looks like we practice Dharma for many years. But if we examine, then there can be a possibility for some people that could not find even one that is become Dharma. So I had the same experience before, you know. You see, I lived in a monastery for 8 years, and then, you know, memorizing and see the, you know, some like children play some debate and all the, I mean, for all those years, various things like that. Then when I was allowed to, when I found this text, very beginning Dharma practice, total transformation, opening as a open door Dharma. When I read that, only then I discovered, when I checked back, all those so many years, I didn't find it, even one Dharma, even one action that became Dharma. So, sort of that. And so, then on top of this, then, so first we must define what is Nidhi Karma. So attachment, clinging to this life, this is where we spend most of our life. Most of our life is supposed for some, whole life. every single thing in the life, from birth until death, whatever is done, just brings motivation. Every single thing brings the karma. Whether the person lives for 100 years, more than 100 years, to death. So anyway, on the top of this, then there's whatever. So ten and virtues, you see, they can be some of them. So they can be, so there's abortion, there's killing human beings. So there's so how you say the taking others' lives, then the stealing, then the telling lies. Then they see all this, hurting others with the words, and there's slandering and the gossiping, and so they say. the covetousness, and then that's gossiping. that's always happens. Then covetousness also always happens. Then. And then they come out mind, you see. Then the evil heresy. if you check. And then many times can happen, you see, heresy rising Buddha, Buddha, you know, heresy rising to Dharma, the Dharma Sangha, you see, heresy. So when we read Buddha's teachings, you know, maybe this may not be true, you know, when we read Buddha's teachings about karma, you see, then even maybe Ayasanga Sutra or when we read sutras, especially the karma, story of the karma that Buddha has mentioned, that unbelievable things, that hard to believe. Many stories of karma that's hard to believe. Like the same story that happens in the world, people write books, the actual stories that happened, and the title is, "What do you believe not?" But it's really happened, all those bodies, different bodies, all the stories actually happened, but they, so it's like that, similar. Buddha mentioned kind of stories in the text, you see, that are hard to believe, the stories which are extremely hard to believe. So to show how the karma, you see, also karma can be also so headaches can rise. This may not be true, see. How can be, you know, heresy rises. So you see, if you check, there can be many times the heresy rising. So anyway, then you see as a result of heresy that completely karma, then the to do the place in the environment, you see, that where there's gold and the jewels, you see, treasures before now, when you're there, that doesn't happen. And then that you are the place with the guideless. There's nobody to save you, guideless. Even guideless. Then you are very easy to believe, very easy to drawn to wrong views. So that's why in the world there are more people who believe in no reincarnation than believe in reincarnation. More people who don't believe in karma than believe in karma. So like that, you see. There's more people who don't believe Buddha than believe in Buddha. So there's all this. So you are, you see, even one is Buddhist before, even one has become Buddhist, you would study the Dharma, even when I studied the Dharma so extensively, you see, become expert, can explain well, but then after some time, lost your faith totally in Dharma, you see, and you believe, you believe totally wrong, they said, the no karma, no reincarnation, you see, early life Buddhist even can be expert, but the latter can explain well Buddhism, but you're a scholar, but later you are totally lost faith and you are totally, drawn in the wrong view. So they say this can happen due to past is wrong the heresy left in the implant mind. So like that, I think they happened in the past. Like that, you see. So no question who hadn't really studied Dharma and then some faith and then become somebody else, become not a religion or we see total lost faith, but that's no question, you see, can happen. So that's also a result of passing the karma, the heresy. So there's an orderly right view and then the worldly right view, that's the faith in the karma, understand karma. beyond from the world, that might be that. That's the emptiness. So then, you see, so there's very little who understand the prasangika view, who believe in this, who believe in wrong teachings on emptiness. There's so many. So like that, you see, due to heresy. then again, rising heresy in this life, this life of future lives. So again, rising heresy in this life because past life, result of past life heresy, you see. Then this causes to rise again heresy in next lives. So all this suffering, besides the suffering in the Lord, so endless, become endless. See, from this one heresy, four sufferings become endless. Then sending ill will. Then you're born in that place where there's a lot of harm, see a lot of sicknesses and animals. Animals biting, even the mosquitoes biting, you see, tiny insects biting, you see. So all this, there's wars, other people are hunting, and the animals are hunting, there's a lot of contagious disease, and all this, so many harms for life. So born in this place. place born, being born in such place, then receive all the harms, you see. So that, then, Then again, you see, you generate ill will to others in this life, due to a past and result of past and karma. Then because of that, then you again, because you leave the imprint back in mind, so then in the future lives, that's ill will again. So again, there's four results, suffering is endless, you see, bigger. So if you don't purify, that one in karma, you see. So like the same, and the covetousness, then you plan something and you don't succeed. So I think a material project, so there must be covetousness. So the result of covetousness, you see. So you see, unable to have success in the life. So that is the result of covetousness. They come of mind, you see, covetousness. So then, in the place where there's oils, or there's treasure, where, and then degenerating, it's become less. So I think that again rising covetousness in this life. Then the leaves need improve back, then next to rise covetousness again in future lives, so that the four sufferings are endless. The rebirth in the lower realm, and then three sufferings are the experience human realm, so possesses result, creative result, and the experience the smooth cause. So that the same eternal lies, slandering, same words which hurt others, same words which hurt others, and then gossiping, that again here possesses result to do the eternal lie. So even you open business, even you open shop, no clients come. Or Dharma Center, no meditators come. Dharma Center. And then same, you see, even you are a taxi driver, a bus driver, and so like that. If you open a restaurant, you're not receiving the guest, you see. And so those are the possessors of the ten lies. And the Lam Chemo quoted to Chanibhumi Sutra, and quoted is like sheep, you're selling sheep, you see, you're selling sheep, then not receiving guests, you see. People come with things that I mentioned there. However, then you get cheated by other people. Due to need karma, this life or from past lives. You get cheated by other people. And also, even you say something that other people believe you are telling a lie. Even you are telling the truth, but other people believe you're telling a lie. So there are many things. Then you tell a lie. And then, again, you create a karma chain like this life. And from that, again, you want to create a karma chain like in the future. So that this produces four suffering result endlessly until you purify that karma chain like. Same thing, others, those are the need karma chain like. So, gossiping, result of gossiping, then even you say something to people, your request for help, or you give a talk, you see, that your talk has no power. People don't listen to you. You ask for help, your talk has no power. Even you ask people to help, you see, your talk has no power, your speech has no power. So that, you don't succeed, you see. So that, you know, your speech has no power. And also insulting, hurting other people. Then, you see, you say, you talk to the people, you're not hurting people. That's not what you don't have motivation, you're not hurting. But people, they interpret, you see, your words hurting them. So you're not doing it at all, but they interpret, you see, your words hurting them. That, you know, people say misinterpret your talk and totally the wrong, you know, they 100% they believe that you said this. That's so from telling lie. So anyway, each one is for self-result. So you experience again and again, you see, until we purify the next karma. And then the relationship is separating from this slanderous separation, divorce or separation. Everyone live together, but no harmony, so always fight. And then all the people in the family fight, in the family, people in the office, they always, they're not harmonious with you, they fight, and they don't like you, all this. So, a result of the system of conduct. So that, then again, this life creates system of conduct, which is past life. Negative imprint, system of conduct, then again, produce, so for some result, without end, again, we say, visualize, engage against this movement. So, endless suffering, so until you purify the karma, so that. So now here, so we have all these negative karma, even this life, besides negative karma with the attachment, you know, mostly. So then on top of this, the specific, from tenor virtue, we have this, you know. So you see, imagine the unbelievable. Just one day, so much is karma. So life lived just with the attachment to the kingdom of this life. Whatever it would do, is all like karma. So, so you can see, so one day like that, so the week, month, year, from birth, you know, then from beginning, there's a rebirth. There's so much we haven't purified, so much we haven't finished experiencing. So, so you see. Whenever the death happened, the law realms, that most terrifying law realm, just appears, you see. So it's up to this breath, you see. The minute when this breath stopped, that's it. Then hell realm, and goes animal, the law realm, expires. The minute when this breath stopped, so you see, that's it, there's nothing, something, there's not something very far to travel or something. You see, right after this, next life, this law realm is right after this breath stopped. Before this breath stopped, it's human realm. So this can happen any time. So therefore, the purification is most urgency, you know, without delay, even a second, all this in karma, even one day, even one in karma, that which produces for some result of endless reason, you know, without delay, even a second, even one in karma. Then. So then all the rest, no question, then we need karma past life. So therefore, you can see how much we need mitupa practice. Mitupa initiation, mitupa practice, you know, meditation, recitation, of course, that to be qualified in the initiation. So, as you see, then of course ordained person, then the you see the there's all these vices, you know, the fully ordained ones, the services, Nietzsche, then this individual confession, this, and then this, that which makes to fall, that which makes to fall, then this remainder hammer, then the defeat, then the gallons of fully ordained ones, the by breaking the vows, or this, you know, there's rainfalls, you know. Of course, everyone is able to practice, you know, the best one. But everyone is unable to practice, then there's rainfalls of the karma vices, you see. So, for this, as per the Sangha, then there's the more vow you've taken and unable to practice, break them, there's so much to unbelievable, you see. On top of that, all this to purify. Then, of course, then, everything then, of course, then there's also, of course, generally, then there's also Buddhist about things, you see, like that, you see, whatever things need to purify, you see. So therefore, taking Vijuba initiation, to practice this unbelievable powerful, you know, this doing Vijuba practice. So the it is said in the text that if you recite even one time the Vijuba mantra, it purifies the karma that continues from life to life. Then if you wear this mantra, Vijuba mantra, you wear on the body, you know, make a text and then wear on the neck. Then if you do that, you will never experience untimely death. You will never experience untimely death, you see, if you keep on the body, the mantra. With compassion, if you recite this mantra, if you recite animals, people, you know, spirits. If you recite in the ear, they will never get. They won't go to Lord in them. Even people who died, already died. People who already died, you see, born in the Lord realms. you mention their name, and then you recite the Vijuba mantra, you see, with the loving kinds of compassion. So you recite one mala, you recite the Vijuba mantra one mala, or 1,000 or 100,000, whatever, whatever number you recite, that sentient being who is born in the hell realm, already born in the hell realm, will be liberated from the hell realm. So this is an extremely powerful, the Vijuba mantra, you see. Who is already born Lord Ilum, if you recite this mantra by thinking of that person, you know, then you get liberated, you see. Then also you chant this mantra, mustard seed, you know, water, and then you sprinkle on the dead body, wash with the water, then you see the person can come and get purified and get a higher birth, you see. Then also you write down this mantra, put it on the person who died on the head, the dead body, you see, on the head, you see. Definitely, even that being is born in the Lord's realm, but after 7 days, without doubt, without any doubt, the higher birth. Then here you can see how extremely so powerful this Vijuba mantra. When you say, at the time of death, you see, if you see the Vijuba mantra, if you look at the Vijuba mantra, then you see, even the very heavy karma five on the internet family killed father mother arahat ham buddha cause disney amazon all these get purified and the very heavy did karma abandon holy dharma which is heavier than destroyed all the holy objects statues to scriptures in this world every single monastery the holy place some individual house every single holy object statues to scripture completely destroyed and they come heavier than that so even the for this abandon holy dharma the karma this little karma get purified by seeing the mythical mantra and criticizing the ayah sanghas you know arahatas ayah buddhisappas you know buddhas you know criticizing the ayah sanghas those have very heavy karmas get purified in those so it's very good the mythical mantra to have in the house you see to write down nicely and then put it above the above the door places where people can see you know as well. And that's one of the methods when somebody's dying you know to give that present you know mythical mantra you see to look at it and to put next to the pillow or something the card that I met for to give people are dying that one has a mythical mantra and then there's a few other very powerful mantras which is a similar benefit that by looking at it even if the fire and the energy that get purified there are other mantras there the one with the date is the card that I met some years ago you know, to help dying person see so it has even the person can't read you see just sing gives you liberation so then no question even does recite you know, then I say at the time of death then even does everyday recitation then the Buddha will come Buddha will come to you then I say will invite you so that, come here so at the time of death you see so the you know, they're saved from the more films and pure land like that so one lama Thajik Dojit Chang Ishitun Du Tenpe Gyaljan Thajik Dojit Chang Ishitun Du Tenpe Gyaljan so this lama and the life story afraid of getting reborn in more films so he did a Gunrik you know retreat 5 times then on top of that afraid of their karma collected for many lifetimes so this lama did 1 year mythical retreat you know so this is a better story this is a very very powerful this so extremely hot one came to the retreat and then see even those who don't have time to do now but to do even can do recitation mantra every day whatever one can do that's excellent the other one to retreat in the future to do some recitation every day that's it's very good so maybe should pack up this PP. Let's pick it back. Mm-hmm.